Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer. And today is Tuesday, March 4th. And of course, you can always go back and re-listen to my podcast, and you can go on my website and always scroll back to what I wrote previously, because so many of these transits are still valuable and can still be meaningful to you in a predictive sort of way. But today we're going to talk about Tuesday. And since it's Tuesday, the day ruler of Tuesday is the planet Mars. And Mars, of course, has been in the sign of Cancer for a very long time, since this is where he retrograded. And Mars doesn't like to be in the sign of Cancer. In fact, he's considered in his fall. So we've got a lot of planets right now that are in signs that they are not comfortable being in, and they can't really express their planetary qualities in their natural way. And that kind of like translates down to you. Maybe there's something in your life where you can't really express yourself the way you want to, so you're holding back a little bit. And today, while the moon is in the sign of Taurus, and by the way, the moon loves to be in the sign of Taurus and is never considered void of course while the moon is in the sign of Taurus, or Cancer for that matter. And so this Taurus moon is going to connect three planets, Mars, Saturn, and Uranus. And all of these planets, Mars, Saturn, and Uranus, are all within about 5 degrees of each other. So they're all kind of working together. First of all, you know, the moon in Taurus connects to the planet Mars. So you might want to clean the house. Mars and Cancer might be good for cleaning the house, doing a little spring cleaning. Why not? Or sorting through your closet about what you want and what you don't want. The sign of Cancer is about beginnings and endings, but it's also about what you don't need anymore, what you've outgrown. Sometimes that can mean clothes in the closet, right? So we do a little bit of spring cleaning, and that's the way we can deal with the moon in Taurus. And we can also deal with Mars in Cancer, things we don't like, things we don't need. And then the planet, the moon in Taurus connects to Saturn. Saturn doesn't have a problem in the sign of Pisces. In fact, most Capricorn and Pisces get along very, very well. Capricorn is ruled by the sign of, by the planet Saturn anyways. So we have that sextile going on there, which of course, this would bring out our more ambitious side, or manifesting. Manifesting what? Well, manifesting whatever's ruled by the moon in Taurus. Money, food, luxuries, possessions. Well, that coincides with Mars in Cancer, who's getting rid of stuff in their closet, right? Then you could buy more stuff. Then, of course, the moon will connect to the planet Uranus. Uranus is also in the sign of Taurus. But Uranus doesn't like to be in the sign of Taurus. He's considered in his fall, because Uranus is the planet who thinks community, gives to everybody, sort of like, I think I mentioned this in one of my writings, that, you know, Uranus in Taurus was like Robin Hood, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, or stealing from the poor and giving to the rich. It goes either way with the planet Uranus. So there you have today's planets, a mixture of good and you know, troubling or not so troubling. But also I might want to add that while the moon is in Taurus, connecting to Uranus in Taurus, Uranus rules the sign of Aquarius, and we have Pluto in Aquarius. So I like to think of this as this kind of like great experimentation. So we're all kind of experimenting with what works and what doesn't work. Well, that's all for now. Remember, you can always get my book, 2025 Horoscope Guides, on Amazon. Subscribe to my podcast wherever you receive your podcasts. And of course, you can download my app. That's all for now.